Abby Olivier, a member of the Arkansas Equal Pay Coalition, says the idea of charging women 25% less reflects current Arkansas earning statistics.
The Institute for Women's Policy Research, they just put out an extensive report on the status of women in the South. This came out just this past February. So according to this report, women in Arkansas make 75% compared to men.
Dan Greenberg is president of the Advance Arkansas Institute, a think tank that advocates for smaller government. He believes the state's wage gap isn't as big as described and can mostly be explained by career choices made by men and women.
There are people who are much more interested in having a private life and thinking more about their families and their children. And if it's the case that this kind of attitude is held more by women than by men, well, there's an extent to which that's a choice that ought to be respected. And there's an extent to which that could create some kind of pay inequality that perhaps deserves respect and perhaps is not a matter of injustice.
For more information on participating businesses and the organizations, visit KUAR.org. David Monteith, KUAR News.